The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as a resident bishop of the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
the grieving family, weep for loved ones gone. The pain of separation consumes another home. And on the waves of sorrow, you walk with perfect ease. Comforter, you are what the world needs. You are comforter. That's who you are to me. Comforter, Jesus. A name that fits so perfectly. Peace that passes all understanding. Comforter, that's who you are to me. Standing, Father, that's who you are to me.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is our comforter. Somebody say amen. That's who he is to us.
Amen.
Well, we are blessed to be here. And it's a joy. Eric, are you happy to be in church? Is Eric standing there? Yeah, I can see you right there. Nice to see you. You're not in church on Sunday? Yeah, it's Rodney. Yeah. Next time, don't miss church. I'll catch you because you're tall. When you don't come, we catch you. All right, let us pray. Father, thank you so much for the joy of serving you, for the privilege of being here and receiving your word. I pray that as we've gathered here this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening, that our times here will be well spent. We'll never be wasted time, but a time well spent. Speak to us in this short time. Let the time of ministration of your word be a time of revival. We thank and we bless you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. Wow. Well, it's a blessing to be here. And it's a blessing to sit in church and receive the word of God. It's not standing well. It can create some problems for me. You are blessed to be here. Tell your neighbor you are blessed to be sitting in church. And you are blessed. You are even more blessed to be sitting by me. Tell him. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God is a healer? Do you believe that God is a healer? Do you believe that God heals every disease? Amen. I believe that it's a good God is instilled in the healing business. And there are so many types of healings. Amen. Healing of your body, soul, emotions, several areas where we need healing. Because most of us are sick. Oh, I'm not saying the truth. Yeah, most sicknesses are hidden. Most sicknesses are hidden. It's amazing. Most sicknesses can't see with your eyes. It takes the trained eyes and a trained person to know that this person is not well. Most sicknesses, you see them by the symptoms. You know, when good doctor looks under your eyes like that, he's not looking whether you're a witch or a wizard. They're trying to find out something else. Do you understand? Because our mother used to tell her, "Nyansha when you are sick," that said, "There's witchcraft under your eyes." So when the doctor looks, he's not looking whether there's witchcraft is there. He's looking for something else. It means when it's pale, it means something totally different. doesn't mean your eyesight is not good. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Doctors carry their thing and they put it on your chest. I want to check something. And they put their ears. It's like, what is there? What is there? What are they looking for? They're looking for signs and symptoms. Because a lot of sicknesses are not so evident. But they are there. One, I met a man who had a type of cancer. And I asked him, how do you feel? Do you feel pain? And he says that, he told me that, Bishop, the thing that he tells me is that I feel so normal. I don't have any pain at all. That is the thing that worries me. Because if I have pain, then I'll be more concerned. But there's no pain. The doctors have said I have a cancer that is killing me. But there's no pain. Do you understand? The fact that there's no pain doesn't mean that you are well. What a shock. Listen, am I saying something right or wrong? Am I trying? No, you've forgotten your medicine. You haven't forgotten. Right. No, it's true. It's not every sickness that comes with pain. There are some conditions that you may not have the pain, but you are deteriorating. That is why, and the truth of the matter also is that doctors cannot heal many diseases. Doctors may diagnose, may say that this is what is wrong with you, but they cannot help you. That is even more serious. If you can't help me, don't tell me what is wrong with me. Because the worry, the anxiety I'm going to have from what they have told me may even kill me quicker. So if I didn't know, it may be better. But if I know, I can only prepare for my death. What a shock. So doctors can diagnose. They may or may not be able to diagnose. They will try and help, but many doctors cannot do a lot. Sometimes, with due respect to all doctors, sometimes you even wonder, I mean, the difference between a doctor and then the man who sells drugs in the car, in the bus. The drug can heal everything. No, one doctor told me last week, he said that, look, Bishop, sometimes some patients, when you see them in the place, you want to jump out of the window because you don't know what to do. Bishop told us about a certain doctor that he knew. When you come to see him, it's like people in some places, in some towns and villages, they want to injection from the doctor so they'll be well. So the doctor will take some water into their thing and bam, give them water. Never say, I'm feeling well. It's water that you got injection with water, pure water. But you see, sometimes psychological. It's like, the doctor gave me some all my pain is gone. You see, so the sickness is even psychological. Because the doctor don't know, some don't know what to do. Bishop also told us an example of a doctor. By the time he starts talking, he has written the things already. He has written all the prescriptions for you. So when you go on a test one for you, just take it. Just take it. Before you finish talking, just go. Because what you cannot, the sickness that you cannot buy medicine for is quite a serious sickness. So because it's either headache, running stomach, malaria is the commonest, and all these type of things. But if the thing cannot be one of the four things that's written, then it's a bad case. What a shock. But God is a healer. He should have shouted a louder amen. Bible calls Jesus the great physician. Are you excited about that? He is the great physician. He heals. He's still in the healing business. Somebody shout amen. Four ways you can receive your healing. Four ways you can receive your healing. Very quickly, and then we are ending. You know, Tuesday we don't close too late, isn't it? All right. Four ways. Turn the Bible to Lamentations chapter 2 and verse number 13. Lamentations chapter 2 and verse number 13. Is it on the screen? All right. Can we read it together if you don't mind? Lamentations chapter 2 verse number 13. Ready, go. O daughter of Jerusalem, what shall I equal to thee that I may comfort thee? O virgin daughter of Zion, for thy breach is great like the sea. Who can heal thee? It's a question. Who can heal you? Who can heal you? Whether it's mental, psychological, physical, there's growth in your body, situations that are crippling you, and sometimes even when you feel that doctors can help you, you don't have enough money to go and see a doctor for the for the surgery and all that. So the question is, who can heal you? Ask your neighbor, who can heal you? Amen. Now, it's very important to see that many times you can try to sympathize with a sick person and a victim and all that, but the person needs healing, not just sympathy. Hallelujah. You need healing and not sympathy. And God can heal you. And we must believe, you see, I want as a church to move away from just having a theoretical God to a God who is practically involved in our lives, who is interested in your well-being, that you are well, you can be well from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, that this sickness can leave your body. Can I have an amen? That this condition can change. The church is not a school with a lecturer who comes to give a nice lecture. The church is a place where the power of God is manifested. Am I talking to anybody here? The power of God is manifested. Otherwise, the church is like Gimpa or going for some seminars and so on. But it's a place where the gospel is preached with power. Somebody shout amen. There must be power in the church. That's the place where God exhibits his power. Paul said, when I came to you, I did not come with nice words and so on, but I came to reveal the power of God. Amen. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. There's power in the gospel. There's power in the word. There's power in the church. This church must be a place where we believe in God's manifestation and his visible power in our lives. When you stand and say, I'm healed, you are actually healed. You are sick and you are healed. It's happening practically in your life in Jesus' name. Am I talking to anybody here? You will be healed. Your life will be restored. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, may every sickness bow to the name of Jesus. Am I preaching to anybody here? I want us to be believers. Is there any believer in this church? Ask your neighbor, are you a believer? Do you believe in the power of God? Do you believe in the healing power of God? I'm telling you, the gospel, you see, otherwise, the gospel becomes just theory. Theory. It becomes just nice teachings. And there are very nice teachings in the Bible. Very nice teachings. This says that he gave us the parable, all the nice parable of the sower, the parable of the tares, the parable, all nice teachings. But the Bible tells us that everywhere he went, he taught, he came to hear and be healed. So the word of God brings healing to your life. Say amen. So four ways you can be healed. Number one, you can receive healing through the laying on of hands. You can be healed through the laying on of hands. Mark chapter 16 and verse number 18. Mark chapter 16, verse number 18. All right. The Bible says, Jesus speaking. Okay, let me start from verse number 15, instruction 15. And he said unto them, the disciples, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believer? Look at the sign that will follow you. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Hallelujah. devils will get out of every life of anybody that you meet in Jesus' name. They shall speak with new tongues. Amen. We're going to pray for people who want to receive the Holy Spirit baptism, one of the services. Amen. Because it is part of the thing that follow a believer. If a believer, Bible says that you cast out devils, you also speak in new tongues. Speaking in tongues is not just for pastors or serious Christians or for those who are emotional. Or you don't speak in tongues only when you feel some emotion. Like, thank you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Speaking it's not for your emotional ups and downs. Do you understand? It is a language. Amen. It's a language for every believer. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. So you must speak it. I decide to speak in tongues when I want to speak in tongues. So when they speak in tongues, they cast out. I mean, the spirit. Bible says that. They shall speak. So I speak when I want to speak. I shut up when I want to shut up. If I speak in tongues, I cannot stop speaking. I mean, have you seen, am I radio that you cannot stop? Even radio can turn it off. Do you understand? You speak. Kandorobo shikibahataya. Ramoki fantirimo. Zgibraka tondi. Zimaka fantirimo. Kazibata. Broka fantirimo. Kazibrande. Rakota kandirima shaka. Balifo tiki masindi. Brako nire masi kibroko fadida. Brakitoko balita tindi. Bakundi kimasata yaka. Blefuta kandi kamlu. I'm speaking in tongues. I'm speaking in tongues. And I've changed to English. And I can change to Fante. I can speak. It's one of the languages the believer has. One of them, you speak in Ewe. You speak in any language you speak. In addition to that, you can also have what we call the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That makes you speak in tongues. And it's a way that changes your prayer life. Changes your power. Gives you a certain power inside. Everybody must believe in speaking in tongues. And you must receive that gift. Is the Bible called the list of all the gifts? Is the list. So the first gift you can receive after you give your life to Christ. Say amen. Yes. Do you speak in tongues? You do. Powerful. Good idea. If you don't speak in tongues, you I pray for you right now. But it's easy. Amen. Anyway, that's what we'll talk about that one later on. Amen. But I want everybody in this church to believe it and receive that gift for your life. It will change you in a way that you can't imagine. I'm telling you. All right. Anyway, so verse number 18. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall die. Is that what they said? They shall take up serpents. That means if you see a snake, go and carry the snake. Do you understand? Don't be that silly. Tell your neighbor, don't be silly. Don't be silly. You know, you can take a serpent like Auntie Jane. If you saw the snake, no, why should I take a serpent? She and her husband were in the room. Nobody could come out of the room because of a serpent. What a shock. But can you imagine? I'm Jesus has to catch them. So I said, serpent, in Jesus' name, I catch you. A Christian is not somebody who has thrown his mind put your mind in the garbage can. They say, like, my mind is not working. I'm just picking up. No. You are too intelligent for that. Amen. But by mistake, Paul one day was gathering sticks in Acts chapter 28. Paul was gathering sticks to go and make fire. Now, when he gathered the stick, there was a snake among the sticks. And the snake, the viper, hurled itself into Paul's hands. And everybody thought that Paul was going to die. But Paul shook that thing into the fire. And they watched, hoping that he would die. But he didn't die. So if by mistake a serpent bites you, you will never die in Jesus' name. Yeah. Do you believe it? You are free from every snake bite and every disaster like that. In the name of Jesus. And there are snakes all around. In many places, there are snakes. Where I live, there used to be a snake that used to live there for a long time. Snakes, they are very good at hiding and being around. But they will not harm you in Jesus' name. Anyway, so Bible says that they shall lay hands on the sick. So I'm saying the one way to receive healing is by hands to be laid on you. Say amen. So I'm talking about how you can. You see, the healing power is real. How can I exercise? How can I experience it? How can I experience healing in my life? This chronic disease I have, this thing that runs through my family, this, how can I be free? How can I receive my healing? One way is by laying hands on the sick. If you lay hands on the sick, he shall be healed. That's what Jesus said. Amen. You shall lay your hand on the sick, and the sick shall recover. James wrote in James chapter 5, he said, is any among us sick? Let them call for the elders. And let them do what? Pray. I don't even oil and prayer of faith. The Bible says, a prayer of faith shall heal the sick. So that's another way. But I'm talking about the fact that, you see, if you are sick, you might believe in the anointing on the man of God. Because Jesus said that, he was telling the disciples, said, go out there. When you go, preach. Do this, do this, do this, and so on. And you shall lay hands on the sick. My hands are anointed by the grace of God. Can I have an amen? Amen. And the Bible says, you shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. I believe that anointing to heal the sick is resting in my hand. Because I'm your pastor. And I've been anointed for you. Can I have an amen? God gives you a leader, a pastor. He's been anointed for you. And you must believe that if I'm sick and I call Reverend Isaac, I'm sick, and he lays hands on you, believe that by the laying on of hands, you will recover, and you will recover in Jesus' name. Can anybody say amen? Do you believe in the power of God? There is one way healing is transferred. Healing is manifested. The healing anointing comes into your life when hands are laid on you. Say amen. Amen. Do you believe it? Yeah. If a lady Pastor Mercy comes to you and you are sick, and say, please pray for me. Say, come, let me pray for you. And place a hand on you. Believe that hand is laid on you. She's not laying it because her hands are big, because she's a servant of God. So she's doing it. And by that laying on her hands, such a transference of healing is coming into your life in Jesus' name. May you experience healing in your life in the name of Jesus. Are you there? So that is one way the healing anointing is manifested, by laying on of hands. Number two, you can receive healing anointing or healing through the anointing oil. Through the anointing oil. Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. Alright? Are you learning something? So I'm just teaching you something we know about the biblical basis for the thing that, because sometimes we don't know why we do the things we do. Alright? Verse 10. And he said unto them, in what, verse 10, Acts 16. He said unto them, in what place soever ye enter into an house, there abide till, there stay till ye depart from that place, and whosoever shall not receive you nor hear you when you depart there, shake up the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verse 12. And they went out and preached that men should repent. Verse 13. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. Amen. They did what? They anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. Hallelujah. Did you see that? So, what is the other verse in James chapter 5, verse 14? James chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And verse 14, okay. Is any among you sick? Let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15. And the prayer of faith shall heal the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. Somebody say amen. Bridget, do you understand the message? So I'm saying to you that a second way, another way that healing is manifested, you can see your healing is by the anointing with oil. Hallelujah. Sometimes the pastor just lays hands on you, or the leader just lays hands on you and you receive your healing. Other times, the person takes oil and anoint you with oil. Amen. Bible said that the disciples were sent out. I have oil in my car all the time. I carry oil with me because I'm sent all the time. Amen. And now it's important. Bible said that, and when the disciples went out and they healed many by anointing them with oil. May the oil, listen, the same anointing oil that is used to fry Kelewele. Are you there? The same oil you use to fry Kelewele, you fry fish, you do all those things. The same oil can also bring healing to your life. It did that communion. The same bread that you used to dip in the cup of Milo and eat. That same piece of bread, when you pray over it, it becomes the body of the Lord. Am I talking to anybody here? So you see, it is not that, oh, this one is a very special oil. This one is used to fry. One day I was preaching a crusade and I asked a brother, go and bring me oil. The brother said, is it engine oil? What a shock. Engine oil, crusade ground, I'm preaching. That's what it is. What a shock. Anyway, so it is not the name of the oil per se. The oil I have in my car is oil from Israel. It's very special. Traveled far. But you see, whether it's from Israel or but whatever it is oil, it's oil. And you pray over the oil, it becomes a means by which the healing power of God is transmitted. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want you to believe in the healing power of God. God will heal you. You will not die before your time. I said you will not die before your time. Do you believe it? You will live very, very, very long. Any sickness that killed your father will never kill you. Sickness that killed your mother will not kill you. Sickness that runs to the family. You will be delivered from it in Jesus' name. Whether it's asthma, whether it's sugar diabetes, whether it's hypertension, whatever it is, I pray that tonight that sickness will leave your body completely. Amen. By the laying on of hands, number one, and by anointing with oil. So you see, when a person doesn't anoint you with oil, it doesn't mean that you'll not be healed. If I lay hands on Reverend Isaac, and he believes it, that by this hand that has been laid on me, I'm healed. I mean, he'll be healed. Do you understand? If you can believe it. Sometimes the person's faith also is generated, is activated by the oil. So I take the oil and I said, yeah, because I'm away from office. I take the oil and I said, I anoint you. Some people, one day I was laying hands on people and then, you know, trying to take the oil and you anoint and you keep anointing. When I went to one brother, so, Bishop, the oil is finished in your hands. Pour more. It's like, I've used the oil to lay hands on five. Jesus said, he wants fresh oil. What a shock. Are you have gone home? Listen to me. There are many situations in your life. It's the power of God that can change that situation. Say amen. Are you still here? Are you still here? Some of you have chronic diseases. Migraine headache. You know what migraine is? When your head is splitting into two. Sometimes you have headache, you can see here, from here to here. Here to here can fall asleep, and here to here is awake. Your head is breaking apart. May that disease leave you in Jesus' name. Amen. I said amen. Yeah, some of you have boils that come at different times. The boils never, when it goes, this one comes all the time. Some of you have things that appear on your face. Your faith might be beautiful, but things appear and makes you, may that sickness leave your body in the name of Jesus. So if you have, ladies, you have periods that never end. It's like issue of blood from long time. Normally, a lady must have the period between 3 days to 7 days. Yours takes to 14 days. It's not normal. May the power of God set you free from that thing in Jesus' name. Are you here or go home? I don't know what it is, but I believe that God wants us to experience his power in our lives so that it can be free. You can be free in Jesus' name. Come on, shout amen. So that is the second way of receiving healing. Number three. The third way the healing is manifested, all right, is through garments. All right. Mark chapter 5 and verse 28. Mark 5:28. The Bible says, the woman said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Hallelujah. If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be healed. Amen. The woman had faith that if I can touch Jesus' clothes. Now, these are biblical examples. Amen. That healing was transferred and transmitted. Sometimes by the touch of the clothes. If I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Is there a song like that? Huh? Touch the hem of his garment and it made me whole. Reverend Paz was a soloist until he married.
For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole.
Hallelujah. Right. Now, I'm saying that just by that touch, miracles happened. Amen. Look at Acts chapter 19 and verse 12. Acts chapter 19, verse 12. Okay, let's from 11. Mrs. Dennis, are you there? Verse 11. And God wrought special miracles. May we see special miracles in this church. I said, you will see special miracles in your life. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Verse 12. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and diseases departed from them, and evil spirits went out of them. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Paul at work. God is power of God at work. Bible says that God did special. We are going to see special miracles in our lives. Special miracles in our lives. Special testimonies. Hallelujah. Are you ready for a special miracle? If you are ready, give me a wave. Let me see. Are you ready for a special miracle? Special miracles are going to happen in your life. David, do you believe it? Special miracles. Special miracles. There are ordinary ones and special ones. One that people's jobs will drop. You receive a special miracle in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible says that God wrought special miracles. Here in the Kadesh, we are going to see special miracles. I believe it. Do you believe it? Otherwise, where's the power of God? Where is the power of God? And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. And so that from his body were taken, like when Paul's handkerchief, gold, they would take the handkerchief and aprons. They'll take it from him, and then sicknesses will depart. When a person is sick and holds a handkerchief, sickness just depart. What a miracle! What a miracle! Hallelujah! We are going to see it manifested in our lives. Say amen. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? I'm telling you, it's real. It's real. Some people carry, I know people have carried handkerchiefs and aprons from men of God, and they've traveled far. They've taken to lay hands on, lay the handkerchief on sick people in the hospital, and they've gotten out of the hospital bed. It's going to happen. It's called special miracles. It's called what? Yeah, that means no usual. Amen. Okay. And then let's look at another scripture in Matthew chapter 14, verse 34. Matthew chapter 14, verse 34. Bible says, and when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. Go on. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. You see, it's not only the woman, no. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Somebody should clap your hands for the Lord. You see, we only know about the woman, but it told so many people were healed just by touching the shirt of Jesus. They pleaded, all we want to do is to touch the hem of your garment. And as many as touched, according to your faith, as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Amen. They were made what? Perfectly whole. And you know, I don't want just to make a fetish out of these things that as I'm walking around, everybody's touching me and so on. No. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm so important that as I'm walking, please touch my trousers. No. That's what I'm saying. Do you understand? I thought there's going to be confusion in the church. Can you imagine? Very fast, can you stand? Now, as he's going, okay, please walk through. Keep touching him. You see now, I mean, there'll be a problem in the church. I mean, I cannot go to my car. Do you understand? You see, so what happens? And maybe I'll teach you the other side of it later on. Do you understand? Where we are. But I'm saying that it's a biblical, because the woman tied the hem of Jesus' garment, he was healed, she was healed. Many, many came and they were made perfectly whole. And from Paul also, not only Jesus, said, oh, Jesus is Jesus. What about Paul? Paul is not Jesus. You understand? Paul is not Jesus. So the same anointing that was on Jesus was also on Paul. And so now it is Paul that many aprons and handkerchiefs were taken away from him, and all those who were sick, who held the handkerchiefs, were made whole, were healed. Am I talking to anybody here? So don't say that, it's Bishop Doug Jesus. It's B.H. Jesus. I'm not Jesus. But if God can do it to you, Paul, God can do it to other men of God. It's just a sign of proving that the same anointing is still around. Come on, shout amen. Amen. Many times I go and preach at conventional places. A lot of times I don't come with my... When I finish, my people just take my face towel. I don't know what... One day I was preaching somewhere. And then in one church in England. And then I put my watch down on the pulpit. When I finished preaching, I forgot. I remember, hey, my watch. It was not there. I saw two brothers from Nigeria. They were at the corner there. You know what they're doing? The host, Lord, we take the anointing from this watch now. We take, hey, Nigeria, they know how to take the anointing. Oh, we claim the anointing. We claim the power. We claim our miracle. Hey. When they finished, I said, okay, can I have my watch back? They didn't intend to see the watch at all. They felt that, you see, and it is good, they felt that there's something in this watch. The man of God has won it. And so there's something I can receive. That's what I'm saying. According to your faith, according to, it's all according, because as many as touch him, it's not everybody who touched him, but as many as touched his garments were made perfectly whole. It's according to your faith. Am I talking to anybody here? It is what? According to your faith. If you can believe it, you can have it. If you can believe it, it will happen in your life. If you can believe it, you receive your miracle. As many as touch his garment were made perfectly whole. Oh, bless God for these Nigerians. They knew how to claim. They were holding the watch. Kabo Tashataya. We take the anointing out of this watch. We take the... When they finished, I took my watch and went home. Are you there? I've gone home. Right, can I give you the last one? Are you blessed tonight? I feel blessed this evening. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. There's another scripture in the book of Kings, 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. All right. Verse 9. Bible says that, 2 Kings 2, 9. And it came to pass when they were gone over, that Elijah and Elisha, Elijah asked Elisha, ask me what you want before I'm taken away. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Elisha wanted a double portion. Now next verse, quickly. And it came to pass that, and he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. All right? Let's go. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Verse 12, and Elisha said, saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his clothes. He took hold of his clothes and rent them in two pieces. All right, let's go. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Wow, I love this. And he took the mantle of Elijah. Can I have a mantle? Somebody's mantle. Mantle. Shirt. Anything. Headgear. Something. Somebody has any mantle here. Bible says, he took the mantle of Elijah and fell from him and smote the waters. Are you listening to this? He smote the waters. Are you anointed? He took the mantle, the thing that Elijah was wearing. You see, Elisha tore his own clothes. He said, I don't like my own clothes. I want the mantle of my father. He tore his own clothes. He took the mantle of Elijah and he went to the place. And Bible said that, and he smoothed the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had, Why are you? Okay. And when they are smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. And Elisha went over. Amen. Verse 15. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Clap your hands for the Lord. Now listen, Elisha had was a mantle. All he had was the mantle that Elijah was wearing. And he took hold of that thing. And the mantle of the cloak that Elijah was wearing, Elijah was able to divide the waters into two. And a man walked through it. So there's something that happens by the clothes of this person. Are you there? That is how the power of God is transferred through it. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. The last one, and then we close for tonight. I feel blessed. Are you also blessed tonight? The last way that you can see your healing is through the spoken word. The spoken word. Thank you, Jesus. The spoken word. Somebody say spoken word. I didn't hear you. I did not hear you. Amen. Sometimes by the way that the person speaks, spoken, we have the written word and the spoken word. The written word is what you have in your hand. The spoken word is what comes out of the mouth of an anointed person. Amen. It is not the word. If I was a lecturer in a Bible school and I start reading to you, the Bible says this and so on. I'm speaking what the Bible says, but it doesn't carry power. Do you understand? If I was a theologian, I'm teaching you theology, and I'm opening this, and it doesn't, because I did BK in school, Bible knowledge. I did all this religious knowledge and so on, but I didn't feel any power when I was being taught in class by my teachers and my lecturers. I did religion first year university. I studied religion. My lecturer teaching me religion in class. I didn't feel any power in the things I was being taught. I felt tiredness and sleepy. And bored, sometimes very boring lecturers. But you see, the spoken word is the word spoken by anointed man. Somebody say amen. Are you here today? When the man of God speaks, you can believe it. It will happen to you. When Elisha told Naaman, go and wash in the water. It's a spoken word. What is it? So Naaman went and washed. And when he washed in the river, the leprosy went. When Jesus said, daughter, you are healed, it's a spoken word. By that way, the woman received a healing. When Jesus told the man that your daughter will not die, he will live. That is a spoken word. The man said, you see, that's what the man told Jesus, that don't come to me. Just speak. Sometimes it's if you can hear the word that the man was speaking with faith. Mix the word with faith. Eric, amen. Mix the word with what? With faith. You see, the man told Jesus, he said, daughter was sick and all that. Jesus said, I'll come with you. The man said, don't come at all. Just speak the word. If you can speak the word. Even if my daughter is far away in the bush, far away at Swedro, and you are in Accra, you can speak the word, and the word can move through the atmosphere, cross every river, cross every mountain, and hit her right in the hospital in Swedro, and my daughter can be made well. And Jesus said, I've not seen such faith before. Go that way. Your daughter is healed. May you receive your healing through the spoken word in Jesus' name. What a word. What a word. This is the easiest way. Because sometimes you see a crowd, you cannot lay hands on everybody. Sometimes you cannot anoint everybody, but at least everybody can hear the word. But those who receive the healing are those who can mix the word with faith. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? If I say go, you are getting married. You might believe that you are going to get married. You might believe you are going to get married. Because I'm speaking out of my faith. Mix it with faith. Go, you will live and not die. You will get that job. You will get that job. A new door is opening for your life. And I'm speaking into your life. I'm speaking into your life. You will have children. I'm speaking into your life. I'm speaking into your life. You will be healed. You will get a new job. You will drive a nice car. Go your way. Your faith has made you whole. It's a spoken word. Can anybody believe it? Ask your neighbor, can you believe it? Can you believe it? I see you building your own house, living in your own house. As I see you leaving your own house, it's a spoken word. I said the spoken word. Kandorolobo shikibahataya. Mandarebololobo shikibahatandi. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? It's not all the time that you can have hands laid on you. It's not all the time you can have anointing. Not the time that a pastor can give you his handkerchief. But as for spoken word, you can hear it wherever you are. Bible said the word of God is not bound. The word of God is not bound. The word of God is not bound. Anything can be restricted, but not the word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will never pass away. Because when the word is spoken, it brings power into life. Can I speak into your life? I declare into your life today, you will live in health. You will not be chronically sick. In the name of Jesus, I speak into your life. I speak healing into your life. Every plague in your family may be separated from that plague. In the name of Jesus, every condition that makes you weak and tired, may you receive the strength of God now. In Jesus' name, I speak prosperity of God into your life. May God prosper you. May God bless you. May God take you from poverty into a place of prosperity and more than you can carry. In the name of Jesus, where others have failed, you will not fail. You will not end your life as a failure. Your life will not end as a failure. You are an overcomer. You will prevail. You will overcome. You will conquer. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak into your life. I speak into your life. The power of God is working in your life. Every demon that fights you in the night. Tonight is the last night. It will never win any battle again in Jesus' name. You will have sound sleep. You will have sound sleep. Anything that has taken away your blessing. Today, I curse that thing. I curse that thing. Any word spoken against your future by any man, by any woman, any curse that has ever operated in your life, I nullify that curse now. I nullify it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare to you, your children will be well. It will be well with you. It will be well with your children. It will be well in your home. It will be well in your marriage. It will be well in your workplace. I speak the blessing of God into your life now. In the name of Jesus, I declare you will not die before your time. You will not die before your time. You will pass that exam. You will pass that exam. You will pass that exam. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you now, you will overcome every snare. You will not fall into the trap of the enemy. You will smile. You will sit in beautiful homes. You will do well. Things are working in your life. The blessing of God is overcoming or overshadowing your life. In the name of Jesus, I separate you from every curse. I separate you from every hand. I separate you from every power of the enemy lifted up against your life. I separate you from that hold. In the name of Jesus, I declare healing. Any heart condition you have, any condition in your stomach, condition in your neck, sleepless nights, restless nights, I curse that thing in Jesus' name. I speak for the blessing of God. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. Blessed going and blessed coming. May you not fall into the hands of armed robbers. May wicked people not have advantage over you. In the name of Jesus, may evil spirits bow before you. In Jesus' name, I'm speaking into your life. The Bible says that he sent forth his word. He said, I'm standing for the word of God into your life now. And the word healed them of all their diseases. May your family be healed. May your children be healed. May your condition change. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. By his stripes, you are healed. By his stripes, you are healed. Because of the stripes of Jesus, may every backache end now. In the name of Jesus, every growth in your body must not be there. We curse it to die right now. In Jesus' name, Jesus paid the price for your liberty. I declare the enemy cannot have a free course. He cannot mess up with your family anymore. He cannot mess up with your family anymore. Tonight, I declare you are free. You are free. Your family is free. You are free. You are free to serve God. You are free to make progress. You are free to get pregnant. You are going to go full term and have a child. In Jesus' name, I speak the blessing of God into your life. You will never fail. You will never fail. I said you will never fail. You will never fail. You will never fail. God will strengthen you. God will help you. The Lord God is the sun and shield. He gives grace and glory. May God give you grace and glory. May God give you grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that love him. Because you love him, may he not withhold any good thing from you. May he not withhold any blessing from you. May you walk into your blessing. Walk into God's favor. Walk into God's kindness. Walk into God's generosity. Walk into God's supernatural involvement in your life. Thank you, Father, for your blessing, for your favor, for a new day. I declare to you, you will never backslide. You will never backslide. You will serve God till you die. You will serve God every day of your life. You will please God every day of your life. You will not die before your time. I declare to you tonight, it's a good night. Tomorrow shall be a good day. The rest of the month shall be good months. The months ahead shall be a good month. The rest of the year shall be good year for you. In the name of Jesus, may God help you. May God strengthen you. May God smile at you. May God be good to you. May you experience the blessing of God in your life. Clap your hands and give the Lord the loudest shout. Come on. Come on. Lift your voice to him. Lift your voice to him. Lift your voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you blessed tonight? I feel blessed. Four ways. Number one. What is number one? Hands laid on you. Number two, the oil. Number three, aprons and handkerchiefs. And number four, the spoken word. That is all you have received tonight. Go home. You are healed. Go home. You have that job. Go home. You are past that exam. Go home. Your condition has changed. Go home. A new day has come into your life. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Wow. I believe you have been blessed by the word of God today. I believe God has spoken to you and you have learned wonderful lessons for your life today. If you want to reach me, you can always call these numbers 0234-799-111. Again, 0234-799-111. Or you can also call 0279-747-173. That number again is 0279-747-173. If you call and the numbers are busy, please keep calling. Or you can also send a text to these numbers. You can also send me a message on Facebook, Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Or if you want to send a mail, you can also send it to bishopsaki@gmail.com. On Sundays, you can find me at the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. The Kadesh is located on the Broadcasting Road on the way to Kaswa. You don't get to the Kaswa toll. It is towards the left. You ask anybody, where is the Broadcasting Road? Now, if you come up a little bit, you're going to find a beautiful tent, a huge tent. That is where the Kadesh is. Make the time and visit us at the Kadesh Lara's Chapel International, the tent on fire. I tell you, we're having exciting and amazing times in the presence of the Lord. You will be so happy, so blessed, and so inspired. I'll be there to meet you on Sundays, 8:30 in the morning till evening. I'm there all the time. I love you, and keep listening, and we'll see you at the Kadesh, the tent on fire. God bless you. Let the believers say, hey, amen.